Blog Talk Radio.
Everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole and those women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in the relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Blog Talk Radio is doing some funky things. I don't know if you heard
it.
Oh,
you think?
The voice is popping in and out.
No, you know what, Cindy? I don't even think that they heard the beginning portion of your monologue, because I was originally logged into one computer. That computer, Blog Talk Radio, for some reason, was not complying. It wasn't updating any of my menus, so I had to reset the entire thing, and then I couldn't get Blog Talk to come up, so I ran to a separate computer, and then on two different browsers, I couldn't get Blog Talk to come up. So I don't think that anybody heard the very, very beginning portion. I'm glad that you queued up the music. Was that you?
Yes, I did it, because all of a sudden
okay.
I heard nothing
it didn't
happening.
It wasn't registering that it wasn't working on my end. I kept clicking, and it wasn't doing anything. So
no,
I wonder
when
Blog
okay.
Talk screws with us.
Well, and it's funny, because today it won't log on to the Facebook for me, and I don't know.
Oh,
I sometimes just say it is what it is at this point.
Exactly.
Well, we got Twitter,
oh,
and we got
goodness.
The Blog Talk Radio, its own page on Facebook, so something
yeah,
is working.
Good.
So I'm so glad to hear your voice. It's always great to hear you, and, you know, we've gotten a lot of emails the last week from our listeners, and we have like a lot of steady listeners now, so I'm really happy to hear about that. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they say they don't
I love it when our listeners contact us too.
And they're saying, well, we don't like to talk because our family and friends listen. So we don't want to.
Aww.
But
use fake names.
You say, yeah, and use a funny accent.
Yeah, exactly. Use fake names.
Well, I can
see
that my
come
husband...
Come on, guys. Do you really think that everybody's name is real when I cue them up? No.
No, we have
don't
like a lot
silly.
Of we have fake names, and of course, and, you know, we don't mind the accents or whatever you have to do.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, if you would also, sometimes you could just email me with a question, and maybe we can just answer a few questions.
Oh, yeah.
That I could read from the email, so if people, you know, really want to know what's going on in their life. Now, I could see my husband has remembered to call into the show, even though he's sailing today, so I'm surprised he remembers when he's sailing. It's really good. Sometimes we can't hear him when he's on the 3 Mile Harbor, but we can, you know, clue, you know, see if he wants to say anything.
We'll
to us.
Try. We'll try.
Because at least he's our one steady listener.
Oh, yeah. Hi, TJ.
Hi, Nicole. Hello, Cindy. How are you? I'm out here sailing. It's beautiful. It's light wind, so it's quiet. Very
I'm jealous.
I went for a swim.
Good.
I'm shirtless and wet, so it's wonderful.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you went first.
Yeah, I know you have a whole lot of people waiting, so I'm going to bring you some Chinese food home tonight, if you don't mind.
No, don't bring me any food, because I just ate, like, twice already, so I don't need any food. So no
oh,
food
wow.
I've already eaten
that's
twice
a feat
today.
Itself, TJ. She actually
I
ate.
I've already had two dinners, because I didn't have
well,
any yesterday, and all of a sudden I said I'm hungry, so I'm having
Nicole,
yesterday's
she
dinner.
She rode 10 miles to the beach today, and then we were swimming in the ocean, in what she calls the
oh,
kiddie
dear.
Section. But anyway,
no, I was
I'm
in the kiddie section, like the 2 foot with the kids.
All right, anyway,
oh,
I'm going to let you guys get to real callers, because they waited all week to get to you. I love you, dear. I'll catch you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye, TJ.
Bye. Could you imagine? Could you imagine I ate twice?
That's why I said. I said that's amazing in itself, because you never eat.
No, I did. And the last one was like 5 minutes ago, but I was like, you know, I'm hungry. So
good.
Now I'm not hungry. So we have a lot of listeners. Now, Nicole, I know you had something on your mind last week, which I won't bring up to our listeners, but are things resolving themselves in your life?
You know what? I haven't brought it up because I don't really see a point in bringing it up just yet, but it will be getting brought up shortly, and that's it. So when I bring it up, I will let you know. You know, it was just one of those things where you know what, this week it wasn't the right time really. And, you know, next week, you know, things will be a little bit calmer. So most likely by next show, I will have an update for you on that front.
Okay, because everybody always likes to know what's going on in your life too. So we only want good things happening for Nicole.
I want good things happening for Nicole too. So that gives us all something in common.
Well, we're going to start again, reinforcing positive thinking because it really does work. So, I've been getting a lot of negative emails from people about just their lives are not going right and everything stinks and they're unhappy. And I always say, well, you know, TJ always has an expression that you don't want to be the rainy day. You want to be the sunny day. Everybody wants to go out on the sunny day. So if you're walking around moping, you're unhappy and you're miserable, well, nobody's going to want to be near you. So it always helps to be a little more positive, and I always try to reinforce I was not always positive and happy.
Everybody needs a dose of positivity, and everybody needs a dose of happiness. And actually, one thing that I did do this week is one of my Facebook friends, and this is why sometimes, like I know that I get down on Facebook a lot, you know, because of how, you know, not, like it's almost like kind of sucking humanity dry of its humanity. But at the same time, it does serve a good function. And one thing that I did this week is I participated in a pay it forward experiment where somebody contacted me and said that this is what she was doing. If you want in, just post this to your wall and that she's going to do something nice and not, you know, for me, not expect anything in return. And then in return, I'm going to pay that forward to 5 separate people and we're going to start a ripple effect of pay it forward. So I participated and actually, you know, we obviously, because it can get out of control with Facebook or whatever, we said the first 5 people that respond, I'm into your post. And I had a whole bunch of posts come in at the same time, and 8 people were like, I'm in. And they were like, oh, I'm not in the top 5. I said, you know what, screw it. I said, I'm going to honor all 8 people, and I'm going to pay it forward to all 8 people. And, you know, they posted it to their wall, and, you know, they're spreading that out there too. So, you know, I think that if everybody just takes a step back and remembers that just because something might not be going right for you, you know what, there's probably about 10 other people that something is not going right for. So you know what, maybe if you take a step back and you do something nice for that person, maybe you're going to get something more than you expected.
And sometimes we have to fake it, Nicole. If you're not happy,
make it until you make it.
Right. As an actress, as an entertainer, I'd be having a very bad day when I was a children's entertainer. I didn't want to go be Cinderella or be happy that day, but I had to be. And then it would always be very healing back because the children would be so loving back to me. And I found that, you know what, if I could fake it for an hour to do a show, then I could fake it all day if I have to because nobody wants to see me miserable. Nobody wants to hear about my misery. And it worked. It ended up being that after a while, I said, hey, you know, I could go through the whole day reasonably happy today. The problem was still there. But I didn't ruin the whole day obsessing about something I couldn't fix right now or do anything about right now, except maybe be patient. So we can be happy while we're waiting for things to manifest. So we can be miserable while they're waiting for manifest. But they're going to manifest a lot slower when you're miserable.
And you know what, Cindy? I actually, you know, just because it pertains directly to what you just said, I heard the most awesome quote that I've been using all week this week. I forgot who said it, but the overall gist of it was it was regarding anxiety. It was regarding worry, and it said anxiety and worry is about as useful as a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it doesn't get you very far. you know, and like that couldn't really be more true. And it was just such an awesome, awesome quote that I've been using it all week. And people are like, oh my God, you're right. And they're actually like starting to see it a little bit more now, you know, and just like reflect on their own behaviors a little bit like, Jesus, I am my own worst enemy, you know, because I mean, I can't even say that enough. You know, we are our own worst enemies. We convince ourselves of things that we should never convince ourselves of. You know, but
and again, people are fighting life. Like I can't stress that enough. A lot of my clients,
oh, yeah,
it's not fair, but this is this. But I go, you're fighting life. 7 out of 10 people aren't that great. Accept it. That's life. Now, with
mm-hmm.
that, go on and move forward. Try to make it more fair. Try to do, but don't give into it. Don't let these people destroy your life. Accept it for what it is. But if you can keep fighting what's life, it only gets harder. You know, and it,
yes,
fight the issues that you can do something about. If you can't do anything about it at the moment, accept it, move on. But it's a little bit with people. When I learned to stop fighting what life is, life's a lot easier. I'm not going to change it. I'm not going to fix it. I mean, if the Son of God, Jesus, was sent down, he wasn't sent down to fix things. He knew he wasn't going to fix much. They were going to fix his wagon. I mean, the guy knew it. He was saying, they're going to crucify me 3 times. He was here to affect some people, see things differently, but he knew he wasn't going to change life and humans. It takes too long. It's consciousness takes a very long time to change, thousands of years. So we're not going to change human consciousness all that much, but we can affect our own. And that's what, if you shift your thoughts, the world changes. That's all we can do is change our thoughts. I can't change yours. I can't change anybody else, but I can change mine. And so if you've been stuck in a funk and feeling bad about your life and feeling bad that you don't have the love that you want or the job that you want or this or that you want, try being more positive and see if that doesn't start bringing some changes into your life, or at least you feel better that day. You just feel better. And, you know, again, the volume of emails I get in a day is probably upwards of 400 now. And there'll be a pattern. And the pattern has been a lot of people feeling sad for themselves or their life. And I said, I've been there. I've done that. It didn't help any. It's only when I decided, well, I'm changing my life, that it changed. So,
yes.
So we have a lot of callers today. Would you like to jump into the first one today?
Of course I will. All right. So the first one, as usual, I never, ever screen the first call because there's just, who's got time for that? So we're going to go to the 631 area code. And,
we go on faith on the first one.
Exactly. We go on faith on the first one. So it's a 631 area code, just so that you know we're speaking to you. The last 4 digits of your number are 5921. And that's how you know we're talking to you. So, hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Cindy, and who is this?
This is Debbie. How are you?
Hi, Debbie. How are
it's
you?
It's my real name, too.
Oh, good. You see, I always tell people, use your name. I mean, maybe your family needs to hear what you're saying.
I don't know. I don't have a computer. I have no clue.
Okay.
I'm a dinosaur.
Okay. Well, so you're just, that's why Blog Talk is so great, because you could just use your phone, your cell phone, any phone. You could use a rotary phone. You could use any phone and get through. But you've been waiting a long time, so there must be something on your mind today.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've called you on Halloween, and I had called you 6 months previous to that, and you wanted an update on what we were talking about.
Okay, good. So update us.
So I heard that the guy that I've been waiting for is, you know, he had a baby. They had a baby, and this girl he was with. And now I heard they're getting married next month. And I guess I'm not waiting anymore. I don't know what, you know, you kept telling me to don't give up on him.
Well, and again, he's going to get married. He's going to have this baby. He's going to try to make it work because that's what he thinks he should do. And, you know, he'll try it for a year or two or three. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't work. We have to wish it does work at this point. But, you know, at this point, you're going to have to accept he has chosen her, whether it's the right or wrong decision at this moment. It's what he is choosing. I see he's worried about a lot of stuff. He's not the happiest person. You know, sometimes having to get married because we have a baby is not the best reason to getting married. But, you know, I could see he still thinks about you. But at this point, are you looking for somebody else?
I haven't done anything, no.
Okay.
I'm just in limbo.
Okay. You know, once...
I still hear him. I talk to him.
You still talk to him?
Yes.
Okay, again...
Not verbally, you know, mentally.
Right. You know, wish him love. Wish him love on the soul plane. Again, life is long. We don't know if he's going to spend 5 years with her, 10 years with her, and realize it wasn't right. He can't make this work, but... You're moving on in your love life. If you should be able to be available when 10 years from now or 5 years from now when he makes up his mind, so be it. If not, it's your time to move forward. It's all we can do. We can't, you know, wait forever for people.
No.
It doesn't look like it's the best decision marrying her, I'll tell you that much. He's going to relive his parents' marriage, which doesn't look like good news here.
I don't even think they were married.
That's what I'm saying. So he's trying to do better than them. Like, they never got married, so now he's going to do what he swore his parents should have done. They should have gotten married.
And I think his father took off on him.
Well, and that's what he never wanted to do. Because he doesn't want to be his father, because he doesn't want to be the man abandoning this woman and the child. But again, history's repeating itself.
Right.
Only this time he's going to do what he thinks is right. I mean,
I did hear
he's
miserable.
And I can't stress enough to the younger generation of women who are entrapping men by getting pregnant. It's wrong. A man can't have sex with you without your permission. It's rape. You can't have a baby without a man's permission. I know men, you got to use a condom because women can say they're on the pill. They're not. But it's astronomical numbers of women getting pregnant with men who are not all that on board on the whole idea.
Right.
And there's no excuse in the 21st century. You know, there's contraception. My generation fought for contraception rights. I used to hand out Our Bodies, Ourselves, Xerox copies of it when I went to Nassau Community College. It would teach women about contraception. I mean, this is something that I deal with all the time, these women getting pregnant and entrapping. I mean, he's going to feel now how his father felt. I mean, maybe his father ran because this is what he wanted.
Right.
I mean, he should have stuck around and maybe supported the child. He didn't have to marry the mother, and he could have been there as a father. But again, some men are not meant to be fathers. Because a woman gets pregnant and a man's not on board, sometimes that's what you can expect. But he's going to try to do what his father should have done in his mind. But he's going to realize how hard it is to make a marriage work when it wasn't started the right way to begin with. So... Again, being a martyr and sacrificing his life. Believe me, his child, when that child's a teenager, will say to him, well, you're miserable. What do you want from me? You want me to do everything right and be miserable like you? Just know that this is something that, again, he might have run from you a higher love because he was afraid of what soulmate love would mean. It would mean healing your issues, not judging your parents, really growing up and stepping up to the plate. He has a lot of anger issues, by the way. Did you know that, Debbie?
Yes.
Okay, so toxic love serves a purpose, and this will be toxic. This will end in a courtroom, a jail, a morgue, or an emergency room. It will be toxic. But she has anger, he has anger, and
they're both alcoholics.
Well,
they'll feel
justified in raging at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe he's just loves you enough not to do that destructive dance with you until he can figure out where his anger is coming from. Heal his issues. Maybe you don't want to be the one he takes love from soulmate down to toxic.
Right.
So, you know, sometimes these are acts of love by unhealed people. I mean, even his father. I mean, he has a grandfather who passed away who's the father's father that's speaking. The best thing and the kindest thing his father ever did was abandon him. He wasn't going to be any kind of a father worth a hoot. So if you're going to be a bad father, maybe it's better off you leave. It's not an act of abandonment, it's an act of love. If he's going to hurt you and beat you and abuse you, he doesn't know how to be a father, then maybe it's a blessing.
Right.
But he's got real issues.
Well, he never had guidance.
And sometimes it's better to be a feral child than it is to be raised by a monster. So,
right.
he's missing you. He's hoping and praying this will work out, but I will tell you, that child, nobody wants to be the crazy glue to hold two people together, and that's what that child is right now, going to be crazy glue.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, you know, he will learn the lessons he needs to learn. I'm more concerned with you accepting that this is not soulmate love anymore because he can't commit to it. He didn't commit to it. And he ran from a higher love. He didn't run from you. He ran from that love. I see a lot of anxiety in your picture, but what's your birthday? Just the month and the day. You don't have to give me the year at all.
3/1.
Okay. By the time you hit March, you'll be moving on in many ways, and your birthday will open up a year of love and peace and joy. Pray for that soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit to you and commit to healing, and pray to be the soulmate who could love and commit back. If it's this man, so be it. If it's another soulmate, then let that happen as well. We have more than one soulmate. That's the good news.
Mm-hmm.
And you're ready to commit. It looks like you were the one who would have committed now.
Oh, yeah.
He's helped you to overcome your fears of committing. He's helped you grow. But
well, there was another soulmate in my life many years ago, and I learned to live without him. I never thought I would get that feeling again until I met him.
Thank you. And that's what I'm
so
glad
you are
that
right
you,
about that.
And we're not responsible for other people's behaviors. If you've acted karmically correct, you told him what you wanted, and he went and got someone else pregnant, and now he's doing whatever he needs to think he needs to do, you're not
he
responsible.
He never lied. He always told me he was seeing other people. Anybody did say that I was special. He didn't know why.
And again, now we're going to stop lying to ourselves as women.
Okay.
If a man tells you that they're sleeping with other people, then you say, well, it's all or nothing with me. I'm not okay with this. I don't want venereal disease. I don't want drama.
Right. That's
you
what
pretended
happened.
You were okay. And I tell every woman who's telling themselves they're okay with this, okay, so when a woman gets herself pregnant now and entraps him, and she's going to do that because that's what's happening in record numbers, then you're going to realize it wasn't so okay what he was doing. Or if you get venereal disease, which is even worse,
right,
then you're not okay. Women have to stop lying that they're okay. The
no,
men
I
are
wasn't
the new,
okay.
Okay, then you should have said you weren't okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you should have said it's me, all or nothing, and maybe you were taking a lot of crap in the name of love, which women have done.
Oh, many years.
But this is men being the new masters of over women. They'll tell us, well, I don't really want to be your boyfriend. You could be my fuck buddy, my friends with benefits, my hookup.
Right, right.
Don't call me, I'll call you. And don't you sleep with anybody else, but I'll sleep with whoever I want. We're back to the men having their cake and eat it too.
Mm-hmm.
Only in a worse way, because when men had their cake and eat it in the past, they had arranged marriages. The women didn't love them. The women didn't care what the men did. It didn't bother my grandmother, my Italian grandmother, my grandfather had affairs. She didn't love him. She told him, go sleep with your puttanas. I don't
right.
want any more babies. She was happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
But now women are taking this nonsense from men, and maybe you should be the new breed of women who are not allowing it.
No, I've been abused enough.
Okay, so
this
is a new kind of abuse.
I had a marriage for 18 years, and I had a boyfriend for 20 years.
Okay, so now you know the new
so
kind of
I know
of
I will. I
master.
Don't want to. It was my fault for allowing what happened. I take
Thank
the blame.
You. And
I
love that
it was
that
my
you
fault for
that.
Allowing, and I won't allow again. I have to have more respect for me.
Thank you. And I have many clients who have said the same thing, and now they're in soulmate relationships, and they're so happy. And they're emailing me saying, I did what you said. I told them all or nothing, and we've been together, and it's all. And that's what, when we say that, then the universe brings you a kind of person who's ready to commit. And again, we can't play victim. If you're
right.
going to say, well, I'm cool with this, this is okay, then
no, I wasn't.
When you get your heart broken, then that's what happens. And again, we allow it or we don't allow it. So you took crap in the name of love. You're not the first person, okay? So that's life. But
I think
from
it was
now
more
on,
fear of being alone.
Okay, and thank you. And, that's
and now I've been alone for at least 6 years, and it's not so bad, but I do miss having a mate.
Okay, good, because that's what I like. I like that you're standing on your own 2 feet without a man. Any women out there listening have to understand the collective thinking of women has been brainwashed to believe any man, deaf, dumb, blind, lame, stupid, cheating, son of a bitch, is
right.
better than standing on their own 2 feet. Well, now you've learned you're better off standing on your own 2 feet emotionally, psychologically, financially, and spiritually. Because that's when the prince comes.
Mm-hmm.
And he can stand separate. Two people, like, enabling each other that can't stand up separately is not love. That's dysfunction. That's enabling. And, of course, he's an ex-alcoholic as she is. They may be dry drunks right now. They're not drinking, but they have all the behaviors of alcoholics, enabling each other, the anger issues. All of it's still there.
Right.
They didn't heal the real issue that drove them to drink or caused those behaviors. So you are a person who, I want you to still want that love. I don't want you to be one of these women. I don't want any men. I don't want any
more. No. I'm not that way. No.
Good. Because if you...
I understand his anger, and I understand what he's doing and why he's doing it. I do. I'm grown up now.
Right. And,
I'm not a teenager anymore.
And we're not responsible for this.
Right.
I mean, I just feel sorry for the children born into this dysfunction.
I know.
And if God ever asked me to be born into dysfunction again, I'm saying, hell no, you give it to another sucker. I've
right.
been there, done that. It's not my job anymore. And so God is scanning the heavens for beings that might deserve these parents. It's probably a child with a history of addiction. I mean, it's who else is going to want to be born into that mess?
Mm-hmm.
So it's never, it's not a good scenario here. It's something that you have to accept that he, as a sisterhood of women, he has chosen her, and then he can't have his cake and eat it too, which you're not allowing him to with you, which I'm glad of.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in 3 years.
And know that he's, you know, he's going to end up cheating on her. He doesn't love her all that much.
Right.
So that gives him justification. He, you know, she entrapped me. She got knocked up. I'm cheating on her because she's a bitch. He'll be able to cheat on her and justify it. How is he going to justify cheating on you when you're his soulmate and he cares about you?
Right.
So I'm glad you called in to us. I'm not seeing such great things going his way. So, you know, again, he could come back in the future. If you're available, you're available. If you're not, you're not. I mean, that will be his loss, not yours. Because if you're not available, it's because you're with another soulmate, which I hope you will open your heart to.
Okay, now I have one more issue here.
Sure.
There's some spirit hanging around here. And now
in your
I'm
house?
Hearing, yes, and I'm hearing the voice now.
Okay.
I'm hearing
the
a little
voice?
Tiny female voice calling my name. It happened twice already. And I heard it once while I was driving this afternoon, actually.
Okay.
And it woke me out of a sleep last night.
And you have no idea?
I know someone's here. I know it. I sense it.
And
I'm
you have
sensor.
No idea?
I'm a sensor.
And you have no idea who the spirit could
no,
be?
No, not at all. And I don't know if it wishes me well or if it's wishing me harm.
No, it's not certainly not wishing you harm, by the way. If it's disturbing you, you can tell it to leave.
Okay.
If it's bothering you. Usually they're just beings that like that you could hear them and sense them. This appears to be a poltergeist, not someone that's crossed over already. I mostly talk to people who've crossed over already.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing ghosts or sensing them is a different energy. I have done that, of course, with poltergeist.
Could I have picked this up from someone? Because
yeah.
I was erasing something out of someone else's life. She had
right.
a cousin that died, and the woman attached herself to
yeah,
her
well,
was causing her a lot of chaos.
It's very possible.
She wouldn't cross
now,
over.
It's very possible that now this being has attached to you. So if I were you, I would tell her to cross over. You can usually say something like there's a grandmother waiting for you or a great-grandmother. You know, say a grandmother waiting for you, you know, go over. Tell her to cross over gently
okay.
and tell her. Because that's one thing when you're not totally skillful in doing what you did. You can bring them over to you.
Okay.
It's not going to hurt you by any means, so don't be afraid.
Okay.
Just know that. But you can also ask one of your spirit guides to remove her. I mean, they're not supposed to really interfere with free will, so they're not really supposed to yank these beings away from us, but I find they do if I ask.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just say, look, I don't know how to get rid of this one, so just please, you know, I ask someone, please take the being, and they do. They it's removed. So if you can't get it to leave you, but I'm not seeing it's going to hurt you, so just relax on that.
Okay.
You know, it's just that once you open this vortex, you never know who's going to walk in the door.
I know. It's just so many things have been happening right now in a negative way to
Again,
me. And I'm just in a real bad way right now.
Well, you heard us what the opening thoughts were here.
Yes, and it was very nurturing, yes.
And you know what I'm saying. It's sometimes
and you're good for a day, though, but then the next day I'm up again.
Then you pick it up again, and you put on that smile, and, you know, we're going to get through this day one way or the other. We can get through it miserably. We can get through it with a smile. We got to get through the day. So I'm always saying to people, choose to think it'll all work out. Choose to be happy today. If there's no bombs going off, I used to say when I was a kid, if I'm not sick and I'm not in jail, I'm happy.
Right,
okay,
right.
And I added something recently, if I'm not in a tsunami's way, okay? Those three things, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be happy. So if you're not sick, you're not in jail, why don't you be happy today?
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise you're going to just make yourself not be a beacon of light to bring in that love that you want.
Okay.
And we want that beacon of light, don't you?
Yes, yes.
And again, it's sometimes just realizing, you know, life is hard. Life is harder than we thought. Life stinks a lot of times, but we're here.
Right.
So, you know, we're going to make the best of it or we're going to make the worst of it. You know, I just find that positive attitude really changed everything. And for many years of my life, it was really very dark and very not happy. And
I find a lot of jealous people when you're that positive.
Again, so that's their issue, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess
so. Not mine. It's not mine.
But they cause me grief.
Again, then maybe you need to walk away from them. You've already
That's what I've been
had
doing.
Two soulmates
yeah.
not in your life that didn't work out, and you're still standing.
I'm not
how
even
about
talking about men. I'm just talking about people in general.
I was saying, but how about walking away from people who are negative? I don't
right.
care if they're family members. If they're not going to make you happy, if they're going to be jealous and rain on your parade, then maybe you need to get some new friends and surround yourself with new people.
Right.
Because to be jealous is always a disempowering thing. If you can't shine, you know, if you can't be the person you're meant to be. I mean, my own mother was extremely jealous of me growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was the queen bee. It's not
right.
pleasant to have to always, like, you know, sit in the background and try not to look good or do anything to shine. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So if people aren't going to let you shine, then get people who will love when you shine. That's what I would tell you.
Okay.
Again, and it's you making a decision. Again, maybe you think it's better off to have these toxic relationships than no relationships.
No.
You know what I'm talking
not
about.
At all.
I'd rather be alone.
No,
I like being alone.
Definitely,
I'm happy
I've
when
been,
I'm alone.
I've been a hermit lately.
Okay,
I'm
happy
in my little
alone.
Cocoon.
Thank you. And that's what I said. We be our lovers to ourselves. You treat yourself. You go for a walk on a beautiful afternoon.
I can
evening.
Entertain myself easily. I have no problem.
That's what I'm saying. But again, do not let people rain on your parade.
Mm-hmm.
That is, when I mean, I was a professional belly dancer, and I used to teach belly dance classes, and I wanted the women to be as beautiful as they could. If they learned to be a better dancer than it ever could have been, that made me happy.
Right.
I wasn't trying to make them not be who they were supposed to be. I was trying to empower them, not disempower them, not suddenly stop teaching them and sabotaging them because they might have become better than I was. Do you know, that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, jealousy and envy are sins of narcissism. So stay away from those people. Stay away
it's
from those
It's the music
people.
Business, you know.
Again,
I was playing tambourine in bands, and then you get too good, and people don't want you around.
And that's why just be as good as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Be as good as you can. Well, good luck to you. We're going to try to take another
thank
caller.
You. Okay, thank
okay,
you very
bye.
Much.
Bye, good luck.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay, we have an interesting one. Rita, huh?
Yes, we are going to now jump over to Louisiana, and we're going to speak to Rita. Now, unfortunately, Rita lost her brother a couple of days ago. And although she's okay and, you know, she seems like she's accepting it, she just wants to know, even if it's not her brother, is there anybody on the other side coming through for her with any kind of message? So
okay.
We are going to pick up Rita in Louisiana.
Hello.
Hello, Rita. You're on the air.
How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
And you're welcome. And, Rita, I want to thank you very much for telling me that you lost your brother. I always tell people, yeah, I can pick up on who's gone and not gone a lot, but it's not
yeah.
supposed to be a guessing game. If
right.
you know who's dead, if you tell me, it's easier to dial these people up, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's asking you not to mourn for him. He seems to have made a very smooth transition over, by the way, which is nice. He's not a poltergeist. He's not hanging around the earth.
Yeah.
He seems to have accepted where he is. There's a grandma that passed away. One of your grandmas, you know which one it would be. I think it's on your mom's side, by the way.
I know
okay.
who exactly.
So he says, I'm with grandma. How more happy could I be?
Exactly.
She was the one who told him, come, you're going to God. She was a meeter and greeter of him, which we get met and by someone. And she loved him very much. He had a hard life,
did.
Your brother. Are you aware of
he
that?
He did. Oh, yes.
He had a hard life. He's saying to you, except that my life wasn't going to get better on earth, I wasn't going to make it better, he's saying, that he's glad to be with God. He said God is very good, by the way. He was scared when he died, by the way. He was a little bit frightened.
Well, I knew that, and I held his hand, and I rubbed his head, and I talked to him, and does he know that?
Yes, and he's saying you helped him to let go. The interesting card that he showed is a mourning card, and the opposite of mourning is look inward and see the light.
Yeah.
That, yes, he was scared. He was a little bit afraid of his life review because he made some bad choices in his life. You're aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he was scared, and your grandma told him, don't be afraid, just tell the truth to God. That's all you have to do is tell the truth.
All right.
So he seems to be glad to be free of his body, by the way.
Oh, yes. I can understand that.
Let go of it. Who was the alcoholic?
He was.
Okay, good, because I got the right body. I mean, I'm just making sure I'm talking to the right being. He says he's happy to be free of his addiction. He was never going to be free as long as he was on earth. So now he's the brother you remember when you were young, that happy, easy-go-lucky.
Well, also, when he was young, he had polio. And so he was never able to run with all the kids and live a normal life. And then later on in life, they had to amputate his one good leg. So he's had it really rough, and even though he went through all that, he never, ever complained.
Right, and he was a very stoic. And your brother will find this interesting. One of my clients was a very good friend of Jonas Salk, and Jonas Salk was the man who created the polio vaccine. And he has passed away, and I channeled Jonas Salk all the time, and he was like my idol growing up because we were like, my mother used to say, don't go in those, maybe it was they don't go in the puddles, you'll get polio. But then we got the polio vaccine.
Yeah.
So it was amazing to have eradicated polio in the world. And so your brother was one of those people that was not so fortunate to have escaped it. Once he lost his leg, by the way, he lost his will to live.
Yeah.
That was the last straw for him.
And, you know, I really kind of felt like he was afraid, and that's why
terrified.
I wouldn't let go of his hand, and I just rubbed his head, and I would talk to him, and I would tell him we weren't going anywhere because families are forever.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he would just look at me, and that's what I cry for. It's not necessarily that which I am sad that I lost my brother. But that was just such a sacred moment between me and him.
And it will last forever, like you said.
Forever.
That's an eternal moment. And what I love is that you witnessed someone at the hours of their death, and you saw the beauty there. Because there's so much love between you and him, and there's love coming from those beings that have crossed over, and the room is filled with love and light.
Yeah.
So know that he felt that. Your dad has passed away too?
Also, yes, ma'am.
Right, because your dad is saying, we're up here. Your dad's a little apologetic to you. Do you know why he would say that? He tried to be the best father.
He was a great father. And he was an alcoholic also.
Okay, that's his apology. Okay.
But if you had to come from an alcoholic family, he was the best type of alcoholic.
Well, he was a hardworking man. He was a hardworking man.
Yes.
So he was a very functional alcoholic.
Yes.
Know that he said, I'm happy to have your brother here with me.
I knew he would be.
and that we're just catching up on old times and new times. And you have children, by the way?
I do.
Okay, because they're watching over your children, and your dad is very proud of your children.
Oh,
and just know that, you know, your dad is saying we're happy up here. So I know I need you to know, for someone who just died, and sometimes they can be harder to talk to because they haven't crossed over, but
right.
Your brother has fully transitioned over. He's relieved. First of all, he's running around there. You know, he's got, you know, like he would have been had he not had the polio. So he's filled with energy and happiness, and very, very, very glad that you were there at the end. Who's John, by the way?
John, I have a cousin, Little John, that had passed in a car accident.
Okay, because Little John is up there with them too. So he's saying, it's so fun, you see, and imagine how much you all miss John and how tragic that was. And he says, and John's saying, stop mourning for us. You're going to see us when your time comes. We're good up here. John is a riot.
And he was just brought up at the hospital. That was so odd.
And that's why he knew you were talking about him and thinking about him. And your brother says we're having fun up here. So just know that your brother's just so excited visiting, talking, seeing. And what they're trying to tell you is don't let anyone's death be the focal point of your life. Because if you do that, then you're going to miss out on life.
I'm okay with it. I really am. I knew he was afraid.
He was very afraid.
I knew he was afraid, and that's why I would get eye contact and I would talk to him. And I told him I would not leave him alone. And even after he passed, which was very, very peaceful, I walked through the hospital, down the corridor, down the elevator to the van from the funeral home. And I stood there until they put him in and shut the doors. I would not leave him alone.
Wow. And he said, I appreciate that. There's a couple of dogs running up there. Did you lose dogs?
Yes.
Okay, because in case you're wondering if dogs are up there, brother says, yep, the dogs are here.
Yeah.
And you
feel so much better.
And he's going to be able to give you very clear signs in the next week or so, because he seems very, very much wanting to thank you, let you know you're – he is the one, by the way, who popped the thought in your head to call this show today.
Oh,
so you heard your brother already.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so he was quite anxious to talk to you. Your mom is gone too?
No, she is not yet.
Who's the mother figure? Besides your mother's mother, there's another woman up there with him.
My other grandmother's there.
Right, because, he's got surrounded by those two women who both love him like crazy, by the way.
Oh, yes. He was
Your dad is a little troubled. He wouldn't want to be here. The reason he said he's sorry is because he wouldn't want to be here to bury your brother. He wouldn't have been able to live through that.
I know.
You know, that he was not made of that kind of substance.
Well, I actually thought my dad was there in the room at one point.
Yes.
He was picking at me.
He was. And now you know the room was filled with your true grandmas, your father, Little John, who's a riot. He was telling your brother, it's fun
awesome.
Up here. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
So
that's
why there was a lot of love in the room. But your dad is saying you've got to let your mom not lose her will to live.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Okay. And
she's worried about me because – and I think that's what's keeping her strong through my brother's death.
Right. And just know that she is, you know, she's losing her son was very, very hard for her. And you know, your mother's mother is asking you to please, please, you know, let her know to stay on earth as long as she can.
I will definitely do that. Tell them I can tell them I love
you can
them.
Tell them. They can hear you. Brother's like, she could just shout it out. I mean, I mean, very, very, very funny guy, your brother.
He is
a great. And William is? Who's William? Bill.
We have lots of Williams.
That's what I thought, because
the
Williams.
I mean, that's our hope. Yeah, yeah.
We have lots
of Williams.
Right, and they're like telling you we're watching over everybody. And,
awesome.
And be happy, and thank you so much for calling into our show. I appreciate it very much.
And thank you for giving us the comfort that we needed to hear. Thank you so much.
Great. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, your brother's saying. Enjoy the weather. Go out.
Yeah, we'll do that. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Nicole, wasn't she sweet?
Yes, she's very sweet.
She was very sweet. Her brother's really, really, really nice, too. He's really, like, such a happy spirit, light and, you know, light and bright. And I love that. So for someone so, you know, just so recently crossed over, you don't always see that. You know, you've talked to enough dead people with me and who you've known, too, that they're not always all light and, you know, they're not all light and cheery from the
start. No, they are not.
Well, we didn't screen anyone else, but do you want to pick another
caller? Yeah, I did not screen anybody else because I kind of pressed the button, you know, too late in the game. You were going to pick him up before I got a chance to finish getting him into the chat room. So, and Blog Talk, of course, was taking its sweet time updating, so I couldn't get to the next one to screen it. But we are going to fly blind and go on faith again. We're going to run out to the 216 area code and just so you know that we are addressing you. The last four digits of your number are 8761. So let's see who's waiting for us over there. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello, and who is this?
It's Desmond calling from Cleveland.
Cleveland, okay. So you've been waiting a long time. You must have something on your mind. Would you like to share it with us?
Yes, I was wondering when I'm going to meet my twin flame and what are her characteristics? What does she look like?
Okay, good question. The third card I got is a soulmate card. So anybody who even uses the word twin flame must know they exist. And you have a very, very nice soulmate coming. First of all, she's got the most loving heart, and she's very, very kind. Have you written down what your ideal soulmate would be like at all?
Yeah, I think I did like a year and a half ago.
Okay.
Full moon.
Okay, try to like write it down or look at it again. You have to see it to have it happen. Are you losing faith? Because I hope you're not, because she's circling right near you.
No, I'm not losing faith. I just was wondering.
She's a very strong woman, by the way. She's strong. She's intelligent. The most important thing, she has a very kind heart. How old are you, by the way?
42.
Okay, because she's probably 10 years younger than you or so. Do you want children? Because it looks like she would be the mother of your children. Do you want children in the future?
Yeah, I can deal with children.
Okay, good, because it looks like she's a very, like, nurturing mothering type. She's also very successful in what she does and intelligent. Do you do anything to find this person? Do you go out?
No, I'm just trying to, right now, I'm just trying to concentrate and work on myself right now.
Okay, and again, if you want to meet this person, you do have to get out there in the world so that the universe could bring her to you. So, you know, because God can't airdrop our twin flames into our bedrooms, you know, or into our television set. You know, as much as we wish that could happen, I mean, going
all
about
right.
our life, we could meet them too. But if you're not doing something really concrete to meet someone, the universe sees it as that you're not ready yet, and you are 42. It's as good a time as any to have love now. So, you know, the universe is waiting for you to give them a little bit more heads up by doing something to actually meet your soulmate, which could mean just you know, going to a meetup group or meeting some new friends, that would be important for you to do, because otherwise, you know, how are you going to meet this person?
Right, don't go out there. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like people, your generation, first of all, for some reason, doesn't get out much. And I'm not saying go online, because, you know, that's not, only one out of five people are meeting online. It's not the best way to meet. But going out and meeting some new friends, and because it looks like you've been wanting this for a while, but you haven't been giving the universe the signals that they should bring her toward you. Like, almost like they're afraid if they bring her now, you're not ready. I mean,
right,
you said you're
right.
Working on yourself. But, you know, you seem like you pretty got your act together at this point. So, you know, you have some commitment issues. Do you know that about yourself?
Yeah, because once I get, like, I don't know if I want to commit now, I'm scared, kind of, like, scared, not that I would, like, cheat or nothing like that, just scared of commitment thing. I mean, eventually I'll get over that once I meet her, but.
Okay, well, I'm saying, but you're not going to meet her. See, what happens, you're a closet commitment phobic. You're not getting out there to find her because you're afraid, and then you'll say, well, I'll overcome that when she comes, but the universe isn't going to be able to bring her unless you're really getting out there and giving a sign, I'm ready and I'm not going to run, you know. It's up to you now. She's circling very close to you, by the way. She's been circling for at least a year close to you. The problem with leaving her out there and you not finding her is perhaps someone else will come along who's not, you know, such a high soulmate, but that she's going to, you know, end up staying with him or settling for him. So you need to go out and find this lady. And
okay.
You will, you know, first of all, she's a lot of fun, too, by the way. And I think you need a little of that in your life.
Yeah, I love having fun. Is she, like, tall or short or skinny or?
She's very pretty. That's she's very pretty. She's your type, but not your type. I mean, I think you have a specific type. All right, you're going to have a lot of chemistry with her. That's more important than the way a person looks, by the way, is their chemistry. And you're just certainly going to have a lot of chemistry with her. So, you know, that's important. And just get yourself out there. I mean, Cleveland's a big city. Aren't there any spot places that you like to go?
Not particular. I mean, not in particular, but I do need, friends tell me I do need to get out more. You know, because I used to go out all the time, but then now I don't go out as much as I don't go out at all, really, so.
Right, and again, you got to understand, how's the universe going to bring her?
Right.
So, you know, I know it'd be wonderful if they could just, like, come UPS, but, you know, unfortunately, love doesn't come that way. So if you would just get yourself out there, you'll be surprised how wonderful. And it's what you've been waiting for. But you realize, you know, at what point would you be ready to commit? You're not getting any younger. You realize that?
Right, I realize.
It's not that you're old, but you're not getting any younger. So your whole generation is afraid of commitment, by the way. You know, they're not too fast with a commitment. But know that you're going to be really, 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 really happy. So that's important. Well, do us a favor and call in and let us know when this love manifests, by the way.
Okay.
Because, you know, you got to get out there, though.
All right.
Good luck to you. Thank you so much for calling into the show.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Bye. Okay, Nicole, did you understand what I'm talking about, how people want love but they don't go out and find it?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, I get on people about that all the time.
Oh, I know. It's crazy. And sometimes they don't want to go places by themselves. They don't want to go alone. They don't want to go, you know, if they're going to a wedding they've been invited to. If they don't have a date, they don't want to go. But meanwhile, maybe you could meet somebody at the wedding. go.
Exactly.
Go.
Exactly.
If nothing else, there's always an old grandmother you could talk to. I mean, you won't be somebody there. But.
Who knows? You might meet somebody that knows somebody.
Exactly. So, you know, our mantra right now is get out and find somebody. If you want love, get out there. I mean, the good people seem to be staying home. That's the problem. And the players are out there. We need to get some
Unfortunately, some of the good people are sitting there, you know, they're relying on, like, you know, things like I was saying earlier, like social media. They're relying on dating websites, and they're relying on their computers. But unfortunately, when you're opening up your computer, you're shutting your door. And, you know, as great as it might feel to be connected to so many different people at a certain, you know, for all intents and purposes, you feel like you're connected. It's not human. You know, I mean, yeah, there are real people at the other end of that computer or that thread, but you know what? That's not the human experience. The human experience is looking into somebody's eyes. The human experience is being able to laugh and putting your hand on top of theirs and touching them on the shoulder and feeling flesh and blood. You know, the human experience is watching them smile and to see those little changes that your face makes when you're really, really happy about something. You know, I mean, that's the human experience. You can't read words and get that same thing. You know, Facebook and Match.com and eHarmony, like, that's not enough. You know, you need to be able to go out. You need to be able to bond with somebody in a physical, human way. You know, you want love. Love is not cold. Love is warm. And a computer is a machine. And humanity is biological. You know, and you have to treat it as such.
And it's exactly what you're saying. I mean, people are online. You're waiting online. Don't be looking at your phone and you're texting. Why don't you talk to the person near you? Why don't you sit down and, you know, talk? I mean, it might be amazing how you could just talk and connect and relate to people and share. And, you know, it's that people, it's like sort of a lost art now. Of conversation. I mean, older houses always had these little rooms, little room for card playing and another two people chatting here and here. Now it's just like, you know, we have great rooms and everybody's sitting in these great big rooms watching their own little iPod computer, this or that, and they're not talking or communicating. So it's really, if you want love, you got to get out there. You've got to meet people.
Decide that you want love more than you're afraid of getting love.
Right. And stop being so afraid of rejection. You know, it's like, so it's their problem they didn't like you. It's not your problem.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's getting outside of our own little comfort zone, our own little box, and, you know, just smiling every day. I mean, I'm laughing because my brother sent me my kindergarten report card, and I look like I was a horror at some level there in kindergarten, but Ms. Dolan said, she said, I'm going to miss Cindy's great big hello, Ms. Dolan, every morning.
Aww.
And I said,
that's awesome.
So I said, as a little kid, I knew to smile and say hello, and that's what we need to do. Remember, we're kids, when you smile, say hello to somebody. I mean, people are shocked. I ride my bike. Every time I pass somebody, I say hello. They're like, shocked. Why don't you say hello? I'm like, yeah, I said hello. I mean, they're your neighbors. They're people out there. I mean, why wouldn't you say hello? So it's just getting out there, say hello.
That's all it takes. That's all it takes. And I love it now, too, because it's like, you know, like even it's what's weird about it is that with the way that things are today, you can say hello to a perfect stranger. And they look at you like you're crazy or like you've got 10 heads because they're not used to people behaving that way anymore. That's sad. That is really, really sad that you can no longer say hello to somebody without them thinking, oh, my God, what the hell's wrong with that person? Or what does that person want? What do I want? I just want to say hello.
That's what I said. Just say hello. And anyway, we're at the end of our show, so we have to say goodbye. So we can say goodbye.
Yes, we do.
And thank you so much for helping me tonight, Nicole. And this is
Cindy.
This is a service of love from Nicole, so I appreciate it every time you do it. Well, good night, everybody.
Well, it is my pleasure to help you, Cindy, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.